with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous, and you say, 'If we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophets' blood.' Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who murdered the prophets. Now fill up what your ancestors measured out." The Gospel of the Lord. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. Today we celebrate Saint Monica. How long did she endure the torment, the embarrassment from not just her son, her eldest son, but also from her husband? She continued to pray. 17 years she prayed for the conversion of St. Augustine. In the opening prayer, see how beautifully the church puts it. "Help us through the intercession of them both." The intercession of both of them, mother and son. She endured, she prayed 17 years for the conversion of St. Augustine. No wonder the antiphon to the Responsorial Psalm says, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You have searched me and you know me." The Lord knows our heart's content. Even before we were formed in our mother's womb, he knew what we were going to become. He knew this was going to happen. It took this long years of perseverance before both of them got converted. Again, the third verse of the Responsorial Psalm from Psalm 139 says, "Even the darkness is not dark for you, O Lord." Even the darkness, you know, when it is stark, dark, you know, we cannot see anything. Even that is not dark for the Lord. Even in his waywardness, God still had a way to bring him back through the instrumentality of St. Ambrose. You know, I don't know to whom this is attributed to, but St. Augustine wrote so much about grace. When a drunkard was reported to a certain person, and St. Augustine said, "That would have been me if not for the grace of God. That would have been me if not for the grace of God." That is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. St. Paul would say, "I am what I am because of God's grace. His grace is sufficient for us. His grace is enough for you. Have you prayed so much so that you want to give up? How much have you prayed that you want to give up?" Remember that our acronym, PUSH, PUSH, to push, pray until something happens. May the Lord continue to vouchsafe us the grace to continue to push, to continue to knock, to continue to seek, and to continue to ask. "We have come, Lord, to ask, to seek, and to knock. Open for us, Lord, your door of mercy. We have come, Lord, to ask, to seek and to knock. Open for us, Lord, your door of mercy.